Aye, our king, he is still on the throne. That was Remedy Drive. And isn't it good to know that whatever is happening in this crazy world, that God is still God and he is still on his throne. He is not shaken. He is not moved. Well, good morning. It is election day. It's also time for Kelly and coffee. Woohoo! Kelly has joined me in the studio. Got your coffee with you today?
No, I grabbed my water bottle. Sorry.
It's very, very weak coffee this morning. But anyhow,
well,
that's okay.
Well, yes, but I do have an iced coffee on my desk.
That counts.
So.
That counts. Okay.
Yes.
So you've got your caffeine for the day, Annie.
Well, for part of the day. You know, I'll have to get more.
I tell you what, you didn't make it to the For King and Country concert on Saturday.
No, I did not.
You had other things going on, but we were there, and it was just an amazing time. We got to connect with so many of our listeners, hear their stories. So many came up and introduced themselves. Always, always love to meet our listening family in person. Sometimes we'll text back and forth, or we'll email back and forth, but so good to meet so many in person. Also, we were talking to the folks at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells, and this is their second major Christian concert, but in the coming season, they want to start having Christian concerts four times a year.
Wonderful.
And what they want from our listening family is to know who you would like to see. Who would you like to have come and do a concert at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells? So you can text us or email us. Let us know who you'd like to hear, and then we will pass that info along to the folks at the Crystal Grand. Let me go ahead and give you the text line now, and then I will give it to you at the end. But for now, it's 202-41-PRAISE. That's 202-41-PRAYZ. Or you can call Kelly during business hours, and that phone number is
608-269-5500.
Right, or toll free at 855-
My praise.
855 my PRAYZ. Or you can email us through our website at praisenetwork.com. Anyhow, the reason why Kelly is here, she comes in Tuesday mornings and shares some of the letters that we've received from our listening family. And again, we always love to get that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, radio is a two-way thing. It really is. We're able to communicate back and forth and be able to share. But it's so encouraging to us to be able to hear from our listening families. So
it is.
What do you have for us today?
Well, one is from a listener here in Sparta. Her name is Sarah, and she actually dropped off some muffins for us.
Oh,
and a
thank
card.
You, Sarah.
And her card read, "Thank you so much for all you do to brighten our community. I greatly appreciated the Choose Joy conference. What a blessing to have such a great opportunity to hear great teaching and singing. I look forward to the next one."
You know, I've heard that from so many women. A lady at church, it's been over a month now, and she says, you know, that Choose Joy conference is still with me. You know, God is still speaking to me through that. And other ladies that we met at the conference, I mean, at the concert over the weekend. So, yeah, a lot of good fruit coming from that conference.
Which is wonderful to hear. That's a blessing.
It is. It's not just a one-day fun getaway, but it's just, you know, real, real good and deep work that God's doing. But it was such a fun time, too.
It was. And then Randall, he, of course, is a longtime listener, and he is in the New Lisbon Correctional Institute. He sends us letters every week, which we love. Keep them coming. And he wrote in one of his letters, "You impact so many people's lives with the teaching and music that bring Jesus to so many people on a daily basis and in their desperate time of need. Sponsors and volunteers, thank you too, as well as all Praise listeners. Without each one of you, this station would not be here. Because Praise is here, together we are fed daily with the Word of God."
Thank you, Randall. I tell you what, he has been such a big encouragement to us. He's living there in his, excuse me, gated community, as he calls it. You know, that God is able to redeem that life, redeem that past, and he is thriving there in his gated community. He is able to encourage so many people. He prays for us. As a matter of fact, in the November letter we'll be sending out here in about a week or so, I'll be sharing a recent prayer that Randall sent to us, that he had been praying for us. And very powerful, and really appreciate his taking time to encourage us and really value that God is able to use this ministry and what we do here at our studio in Sparta to reach into his gated community and minister to him and so many others who are incarcerated.
Yes. And the last one is from Terry, and it says, I want to say how much I enjoy your radio station. It is all I listen to. I especially enjoy the Searchlight study through the Bible with John Corson. I have been listening since the middle part of Genesis, and I catch both broadcasts each day, and I love it.
Mm. Yeah, and that is, I think, the value of a lot of the teachers on the station is they do teach verse by verse through the Bible, and you get that solid Bible foundation through what they're teaching. And you know, so they're not just picking and choosing little segments here and there that fit what they want to say.
Right.
But it is actually teaching God's word. And that is something that the Bible says will not return void. Mm-hmm. And that is what changes people's lives. And so we are just so humbled and so grateful to be part of what God's doing through
that. Yes, definitely.
So any word of encouragement for our listeners today?
I think what's been encouraging to me is just realizing how much thankfulness and gratitude I do have when I think about it each day for what God has done in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there are trials, there are bumps in the road, there are times of grief and sadness that have come in my life, but there's also been great times of joy. But each day for the month of November, I've been trying to think about what am I grateful for? Mm-hmm. What am I thankful for? And realizing there is so much that we have to be thankful for. And so I would just encourage people to also think about what they can be thankful for and grateful for each day, because God is so good. And, you know, even in the midst of a storm, we know that it's going to clear up soon, you know, so.
You know, and what I'm learning too, I'm rereading again. I do this. This is the only book that I really reread aside from the Bible. And that's Ann Voskamp's book, 1,000 Gifts. And rereading that is kind of refresh your course of gratefulness, especially during the hard times. And I think that's what's so powerful about it is that, you know, it's easy to, you know, look outside at a beautiful sunshiny day and say, oh, thank you, God, for the sunshine. But to be in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the battle and to be able to be thankful then for God's for God's faithfulness and for his power, sustaining power, and just for being more than enough when we are at the end of ourselves, finding gratitude, finding something for which we can be thankful when we're laying on that hospital bed or our loved one is. Yeah, there's always, always something to be thankful for. And even that hard thanks is, I think, a real sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, not always easy to do, but we encourage you, whatever you're doing today, whatever your circumstances, to take a moment and to look around. And I find in order to be really thankful, I have to really focus and look for it.
Yes.
Because so often I'm too busy and I miss it. But to slow down, to focus on the world around you, and to give true thanks to God for something. There's got to be something there for which you can be thankful. And we are thankful for you, our listening family. So very thankful. And especially when we hear from you, we really appreciate that. We would love for you to send us a note to let us know how God is using this ministry in your life. You can do that through our website at praisenetwork.com. Just go to the contact page. Of course, you can always call and talk to Kelly during business hours.
You sure can.
And the toll-free number is 855-MY-PRAISE. Or you can stop by our Facebook page and send us a message here. We would love to hear from you. And that's at Praise Network, P-R-A-Y-Z Network on Facebook.
Yes.
Well, we hope that you have a fantastic day. And Kelly, again, thanks for all you do to keep this ministry going every day.
All right. Well, I hope that we all have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.